In the studio with us, Karen Hart, the editor of North Bay Biz magazine. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Pat.
And the issue for this month is called Conscious Capitalism is the headline on North Bay Biz this month. And it's something that is important to all of us in Sonoma County when it comes to how our businesses operate. And I want to welcome in Eric Muse from Oliver's Market. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Happy 30th birthday to you.
Thank you. At least Oliver's.
At least Oliver's Market. And let me ask you this. Well, first of all, I have to ask you, what's the deal on turkeys? Because, you know, we're less than a week away from Thanksgiving.
Well, we have a ton of turkeys in, and we have our de-still turkeys, as we always do, $2.99 a pound. And we're ready to serve you.
And Karen, of course, when you're talking about conscious capitalism, it's no surprise that Oliver's Market is a big part of your issue. And why did you land on Oliver's to be featured?
You know, conscious capitalism, and that's our cover story, and we highlight other businesses, but Oliver's embraces that concept of people, planet, and profit. And here's an employee-owned business, partially employee-owned. And, you know, you walk into Oliver's and it's just a happy place to be. They are making a profit, obviously, but they also do what's right for their employees and they're environmentally conscious. And so they're all about social responsibility. It's people, planet, and profit.
Yeah, they're talking about, this is the terminology, and Eric, I'm hoping you can explain this to me. What is a social purpose corporation?
Social purpose corporation is very much like was just described. We're focused not just on the profits, but also the people and the planet. It's a designation similar to a B corporation, but a little less restrictive and not quite so expensive.
Well, that's what everybody around here loves Oliver's for, is not only, you know, that particular part of it and the employee-owned part that we'll talk about in a minute, but also the local aspect. And I mean, we're talking about 1,100 employees.
Yes.
At the Oliver's Market. And this, it markets, and this is, I was struck by this fact that was in North Bay Biz, $25 million a year in local products. That's what you sell?
Yes.
That's called contributing to the local economy in a gargantuan way.
And so cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very,
so
very.
Cool.
And it's so cool also.
Well, we're particularly proud of the fact that for local for Oliver's means Sonoma County. When you look around the industry, local doesn't necessarily have a definition that means much of anything. It can mean California, it can mean regional, it can mean truck drives from here to there. But for us, it's for products and businesses owned in Sonoma County or grown in Sonoma County or produced in Sonoma County.
Very, very impressive. How many entities have come to you and said, we want to buy you out? I would think it would be more than a few.
Yeah, I think it's probably about a half a dozen now.
Half a dozen.
Yes.
And what's kept you from taking any of those offers?
Steve has put a lot of himself, Steve Moss, the founder of the business.
Yes.
He's put a lot of himself into this business, and he wants it to remain a part of the community. He wants the legacy of Oliver's to continue on, the culture to continue on, and the ongoing fear of selling out to a larger corporation would be that they would change us, and we wouldn't be as community-based as we are now. And the people that have helped grow the business over the years, we have a lot of employees that have been here over 20 years. And where would they be in this? And Steve recognizes that everything that we've done as a company is based on the commitment and the effort from hundreds of people.
Well, we've already seen local. We don't have to imagine what it would be like because we've seen, locally speaking, when our local markets are taken over by a giant corporation and the changes that ensue as a result of it. So we've got firsthand knowledge about that. So talk about the employee stock ownership plan. How do the employees own Oliver's Markets?
All right. So the employee stock ownership program is a plan where there's an ESOP trust that's created, and the trust buys shares of Oliver's from Steve. Steve sold 43% of the business to the trust, and the trust took out a 15-year loan for those shares. Each year, as they pay off the shares, whatever portion is paid off is allocated back to the employees at the end of each year. And basically, all the employees have to do is be employed on the first day of the year, the last day of the year, be 21 years of age, and work over 1,000 hours, and they'll receive shares. It takes 3 years to fully vest in the program, and part of the strategy there was that we want to try to retain people long-term.
Yes, 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 because that, you know, the retainment of those employees makes the experience different for us as consumers, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'd like it so when you come in and you see, you know, Pete and Katati, for instance, our meat counter, there's a gentleman there named Pete. He knows everybody in that town. You walk by that counter and Pete's saying hello to you.
And that was the flagship store, right?
Yeah. That was our original store. And you'll walk by there and you'll hear people ask, is Pete here today? That's just amazing.
Well, what's amazing to me is that capitalism can be exercised in this particular way and with consciousness involved in it. Of course, you know, we want to have businesses here that support the other businesses in Sonoma County. It's all how we all continue to thrive. And the retention of employees is, another thing that I think is indicative of the work environment. You know, people don't stay even if they get stock in the company if it's a bad work environment. So that speaks to Oliver's too. But it is, in my experience, just as a shopper, it is the personalized service which makes the big difference to me. You know, and it's you just don't find that anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a lot of experts in our stores that are very different than most grocery stores. We have executive chefs that have formal training and restaurant experience in our deli kitchens. We have butchers that can break beef. We have people in our wellness department that know the ins and outs of every concoction they have over there, which I can't even spell. And it's the people. And the fact that we're willing to commit enough labor so that those people can be in front of you and saying hello and helping you makes life nice.
Any plans to add more stores?
Nothing formal right now. We're always looking for the right deal.
Yeah,
we've got a lot. Almost every day we get requests from Petaluma to open up a store.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Just finding the right location.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that that happens, and we hope that Oliver's continues to thrive and succeed in Sonoma County. That means success to all of us. So congratulations on 30 years to you and to Steve and the rest of the owners of Oliver's Markets, all the employees there. And congratulations to you on this really a big milestone for the store.
Thank you very much.
All right. That is Eric Muse with Oliver's Market celebrating its 30th birthday. It is part of this month's this month's cover story of North Bay Biz Conscious Capitalism. But that's not all that's in this month's coverage. Talk to us about that, Karen.
All right. So in addition to that, I hope you all will get a copy of North Bay Biz and check out the story on the power of radio and our own Pat Kerrigan and the KSRO team.
Oh, there's that.
And all the efforts of KSRO during the October firestorm. It's a great story. It's not often that a business story moves me to tears. But when this was submitted by Bo Kearns, the writer, I found myself tearing up.
I thought it was just the photograph that you used of me as a 5-year-old that elicited the tears, but maybe not.
So everybody wants to see that. That's one of our final stories regarding the rebuild series. And you also check out DineWise on the lighter side.
And what are you reviewing?
Spinster Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
I had the great opportunity. It's in the Sofa District, and I went in for dinner. And I've always been intrigued by the name Spinster Sisters.
Yep.
And I found out, you know what? There were Spinster Sisters who lived above the restaurant. So I love that. So read all about it in the November issue.
By the way, there's a big celebration in the SOFA district this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't
yes.
know that.
In fact, in honor of the south of First Avenue area, they're having an actual electric nighttime SOFA parade. Get it?
Oh.
They're actual couches that are going down the streets. People are on rollers, and they're going down the streets. That's one of the ways that that particular district
yeah,
celebrates.
So, it's a great place.
Yeah, it's a great story, too, and great restaurateurs and a really interesting story for those two. What else have we got?
You know what? Okay. If you're a large employer or a small employer, I hope you all read What Works by Andrew McNeil, and he talks about how to recruit and attain and retain millennials.
Oh.
You know, and this is, as the mother of millennials, I got to tell you, he was right on point. And I sent his column to my sons, and they were just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot for hitting the mark, Mom.
Right, right. So check it out in the November issue.
So all of that and more in the November issue of North Bay Biz Magazine. Karen Hart, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
And again, Eric Muse, thanks for being here from Oliver's.